Oh, I love the idea of our boo community being aspects of ourselves, of our dreams, those characters. I love that, Nick Holloway Vox. Absolutely, for me, in answer to some of the stuff that yourself and Zaki have been saying about conversation, for instance, conversation in here, in this boo place, can evolve over months or a year. Take, for example, the evolution of a thought that I had that you pointed out, Nick Holloway Fox, in November-ish time that I've revisited recently. And one's thinking evolves in this place. Also, this place is a place where I come, where I don't have conventional conversation. And because of that, it gives me a relief. It's not a pressure. I'm involved in a number of communities, forums, where closed groups on Facebook, for instance, and LinkedIn, where one's expected to contribute, and then to be able to contribute, you have to read the previous posts, and it's very easy to get out of sync and give up. And one of the things that I love about Audioboo, and more as I go on, is that I can dip in with my thoughts. I don't have to keep up. It's a looser, freeing convention. And there's lots of boos that I'd like to answer, but I simply don't have time to do so. And so I don't, but I can evolve my thinking and pick up on that at a later point. And I love the whole mirroring thing anyway in life, but particularly in here. And yeah, as you point out, Nick Holloway Vox, there are all those aspects of oneself, the people, the things that irritate and the things that delight and the things that make you want to cry and the things that make you cross and so on. It's all in there. And all the different people, and yeah, I love that concept, that idea of this being, and particularly because we don't know those people so much, we haven't met them, but we know the aspects of them that we're responding to. Gorgeous, gorgeous.